Welcome back, everyone, to yet another commentary audio, this time for my article, Sometimes No Move is the Best Move. My God, did a lot of people hate this article, really. I got some hate mail because of it. And I totally get why. I mean, first of all, yes, this is a pretty underrated concept. It's also a concept that most people just hate to hear. Like, for example, most people in this space that want to, like, get their eggs back, they want to hear how they should reach out, how they should chase after them, how they should, quote-unquote, strike while the iron is hot. Yet in reality, a lot of people, they take action prematurely. They get locked in this illusion of action. They essentially, because of their neediness and their panic, they think that simply taking any form of action, regardless of really thinking through its effectiveness or how appropriate it is, will automatically be good for reattraction and getting back together with an ex. And then, you know, that's just not the case. That's just not the case. Like, you don't have to reach out to your ex, probably almost never. And I can go even further and argue that you just don't have to respond to your ex's text, at least right away. You don't have to acknowledge everything that they say. You don't even have to call them back, right? These pieces of information really blew people away. And I'm not, by the way, talking here about playing games and ignoring your ex or just trying to, game them. All I'm saying is a person should never feel obligated to respond or reply or to reach out to their ex, right? So respond or reply to whatever their ex throws at them, at least immediately. So when I wrote this article, I wanted to essentially tell people, don't feel pressured to reach out or to reply, and please don't think that you're somehow obligated to do any of that. Like, you're not. Your relationship is over. You are not obligated to stay in touch. Nor should you most of the time stay in touch, because that would only foster friend zone type scenarios. It would only lead to a loss of attraction, to boredom, a lack of mystery. And I know it kind of sounds counterintuitive, but letting your ex go really is the first step to getting them back. Like, you want to not really wait for them, but you want to allow them to make the first move so you can be sure that, hey, they want you back. You don't want to just reach out and risk them not being ready for that reach out. Because when they reach out first, they're telling you, they're subcommunicating, they're implying, hey, I'm ready to be interacted with now. I'm ready to start talking to you again, maybe even go on a date or start something new. And that's when you should strike, you know? Now, obviously, like I said at the beginning, a lot of people didn't like this idea, mainly because they just wanted someone to tell them how they should reach out to their ex prematurely. Like, they really, I think they looked for another Brad Browning to just tell them, hey, just wait a few days and then reach out with this pre-prepared text message. That's fine. That's totally cool. Yeah, you do you. And that's just not really what's best here. Like, your Brad Brownings and your Chris Siders and so on, they're not really given the advice that's in your best interest. It's in their best interest, right? They're telling you stuff, not all the time, obviously, and this is just an opinion, but I feel that they're a lot of the times telling you things that you want to hear, because it just sells more eggs-back courses and books and stuff like that. So that's what I'll say on that note. Now, a lot of readers over the years reached out because of this article, or, well, not over the years, but over the months, since this was a relatively recent article, but they reached out and they asked me stuff like, doesn't this mentality lead to being passive? Doesn't that mentality lead to just being indifferent in a bad way and not really even trying to rekindle the relationship? And I'm just saying, fuck no, man. Like, No way. All we're doing here is simply giving our eggs the space and the time to start to miss us so that they eventually perhaps reach out, so that they indicate that they're still interested, and so we don't have to risk reaching out prematurely and coming across as very smothering and needy. There's nothing really passive about that. It's a very smart, strategic play, if you think about it. And when your ex does reach out, we're not just sitting there and chit-chatting all the time and not really making the move, you know. I am very vocal about going for the date invite. Like, as soon as your ex reaches out, you should be trying to set a date with them, trying to go for just digital conversations to actually physical meetups, because that's how you eventually raise sexual attraction. That's how you bond with a person, right? What would be passive in this case, for example, is ignoring your ex when they reach out. It would be just chit-chatting about random trivial stuff and never having the balls to send a date, never having the balls to actually risk getting rejected. That would be passive. Or trying to just go along with whatever your ex says and trying to be their friend. That would also be a form of passivity, because you're not going after actively what you want. So that's my counter argument. I think there's nothing really passive about this approach. I just think people bullshit themselves that waiting period, you know, to get your ex to hopefully reach out. People bullshit themselves that is somehow passivity, because they just can't stomach the fact that they should be fucking patient. They want everything now. They want their ex back now. And in a way, they're being really selfish when they think along those lines, because you're trying to get your ex back. You're trying to rekindle a relationship. And I'm sorry, it's not about you. It's about what your ex feels and what your ex is going through. And you risking prematurely reaching out and coming across as desperate as a result, you risking that, well, it's just not going to do anyone any good. So that's what I'm going to say about this topic. Hopefully that was clear. Let me know if you have any other additional questions by simply reaching out to me on contact@maxjankar.com. And that's pretty much it. Bye-bye.